Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Number of homeless students rise, but federal aid is cut. Maryland mandates detention for teens who offend while monitored. The number of homeless students in Maryland has risen by 24% over 6 years due to soaring rents and improved identification of students facing housing instability, while federal funding for homeless services will decrease by 11%. Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services has announced a mandatory detention policy for teens arrested for serious crimes while wearing ankle monitors. Bay jurisdictions are reassessing their cleanup plan for the Chesapeake Bay after falling short of pollution reduction goals. State employees were notified of a buyout program to reduce ongoing personnel expenses. Maryland nonprofits and heritage tourism organizations will receive $4.66 million in grant funds to promote economic growth through tourism. Locust Point residents will see noisy U.S. military ships switch to shore power within 6 months. U.S. Rep. April McLean Delaney criticizes President Trump's budget reconciliation legislation. A federal appeals court overturned former Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby's mortgage fraud conviction. Edgewood's newest park honors U.S. Army trailblazer Mildred C. Kelly, and activists rally around a Baltimore neighborhood hit by a mass overdose event. Maryland struggles to meet ambitious climate goals. Maryland is facing challenges in meeting its ambitious climate goals, with progress at a standstill since 2020. The state aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 60% by 2031 and achieve net zero emissions by 2045. Transitioning to renewable energy is a key goal, with half of electricity expected to come from renewables by 2030, including a significant portion from solar energy. However, reaching these goals is proving difficult, with federal opposition to state climate action posing a problem. Despite the obstacles, environmentalists remain hopeful that positive programs will help improve lives, reduce pollution, and combat climate change.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.